The U.S. Supreme Court is expected to take up a case involving same-sex marriage next week. Several cases from Ohio, Tennessee, Michigan, and Kentucky have been combined into one case known as Obergefell versus Hodges. The court will consider two questions. Does the 14th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution require a state to license a marriage of two people of the same sex? And does the 14th Amendment require a state to recognize out-of-state same-sex marriages? This week on Florida Matters, our panel discusses same-sex marriage, which has been legal in Florida since January. In this preview, we'll take a look at those questions one at a time with Clearwater attorney Alan Gassman.
The overwhelming majority of court decisions by both federal courts, states courts, and appellate courts has said, yes, you cannot discriminate on the basis of sex, and you have to treat a same-sex couple the same as you would treat a cross-gender couple. So hopefully the U.S. Supreme Court will go along with that and agree. Public sentiment is certainly that way, and you now have tens of thousands of marriages that have taken place based upon all of these decisions.
Well, let me ask you this about equal protection. What exactly does that mean?
No one's sure exactly what the framers of the Constitution meant when they passed the Equal Protection Act. At the time, there were same-sex couples in prison because it was a felony punishable by death to have a same-sex relationship back then. But what they said was, as you've heard, that all men, and I guess women, were created equal. And, you know, it took our system until the 1950s and 60s to realize that black people would be treated the same as white people. And now it's taken our system this long to get to ask the Supreme Court, can same-sex couples be treated the same way as traditional couples?
And in fact, wasn't the 14th Amendment cited in a case, and I believe it was in the 1960s, in Virginia versus Loving or Loving versus Virginia, which banned interracial marriages, and that was overturned
right. Based
on the 14th.
Right. And, you know, the way history goes is you don't ask the Supreme Court something that you're going to get a no answer to. You wait until society's ready for the yes answer.
Okay, so what about that second question? Does the 14th Amendment require a state to recognize lawful out-of-state same-sex marriages? And how does that tie into that first question?
Well, I think what the Supreme Court did was they are getting ready to split the baby. If they don't get enough votes to completely require every state to allow marriage to occur in that state, then their backup plan is going to be to only require states to recognize marriages that took place in a state that allowed it. So in other words, the justices may say, you know what, Florida never voted to allow same-sex marriage. If your marriage ceremony took place in Florida, that means nothing. But New York allows same-sex marriage. If the people were legitimately married in New York and they moved to Florida, then Florida's going to have to recognize it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be the fallback position. If they don't get five justices to agree to the first prong that you discussed, then they're probably going to get five justices to agree to that prong, and then people are going to have to fly to New York or fly to wherever, get married, move back to Florida, and that's what part of the craziness of our society might be for a few decades.
Alan Gassman is an attorney in Clearwater and author of The Florida Legal Guide for Same-Sex Couples. The Supreme Court will hear oral arguments on the issue next week. We'll take a look at some of the uncertainty for same-sex couples who are considering marriage on Florida Matters this afternoon at 6:30.